You are listening to the next big hit in Spotify podcast, brought to you by the 4 Alliance Studios, streaming service for aspiring and veteran readers.
Grown-ups never understand anything by themselves, and it is tiresome for children to be always and forever explaining things to them.
As a child, you were once full of wonder. You get curious by everything, get excited by everything, and adapt everything to yourself.
And as the famed mirror of reality, books have always done a wonderful job of reflecting the world of children to us, and show us how we used to be, filled with innocence and curiosity.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Once again, we are your hosts for today's episode and will be for tomorrow and the day after that and the day after. Today, we will talk about something fun. Are you ready? Well then, our dear listeners, get reading with us.
Well, another day na naman. So, today, we are accompanied again by two very special guests, Athea and JC. Welcome sa inyo, our dear guest.
Good day, Saki Christine, our dear listeners. My name is Athea Bravo and I am very happy to be part of this podcast. I hope that everyone listening today is feeling well and dandy.
Magandang araw sa inyo. Ako si JC at naway matuwa kayo sa ating discussion ngayon.
Thank you so much for accepting our invitation, my dear guest. To start, let me ask you two simple questions. Do you remember the feeling of being a child? Naalala niyo pa ba kung paano maging bata? And what do you think growing up means?
Yes, yes, I do remember very vividly how being a child feels like. It feels as if it all just happened yesterday, di ba? I myself am a very active and extroverted child. Type of child na palaging di mapakali, gusto yung laging may ginagawa. Kaya naiinis nga ang parents ko noon tuwing sinasama ko sa family gatherings or even sa malls. I'm not scared to roam around by myself because I get to explore more things on my own. Grabe, how I miss being a little. Sa hirap ng buhay ngayon, it's inevitable na isipin at ihiling na ibalik ka na lang sa kabataan mo. Who wouldn't miss being dependent on our parents, diba? Who wouldn't miss being young, stubborn, and free? For me, growing up means to become more serious and sincere with life, you know? At minsan it's just so exhausting at gusto mo na lang talagang takasan ng adulting.
Uy, totoo. Mas madali talaga yung buhay natin nun nung mga bata pa tayo. Kasi yun, puro laro lang nasa isip natin. Di tulad yun, nasa wastong edad na tayo. Kumbaga, nagbabago na talaga yung mga bagay-bagay sa atin. Katulad ng yun, pagsasalita natin, ibang-iba na. Kumbaga, tsaka yung mga kilos natin, mas nag-matured na. Kasi yun, iniiwan na rin natin yung mga dating ginagawa natin nung mga bata pa tayo.
Yes, I agree with you, JC. Minsan nga din ay parang pinaparusahan ka pa kapag bumabalik ka sa mga gawain ng kabataan mo. But you know, they can't blame us. Grown-ups can't blame us for still exhibiting some childish traits up until now. Katulad ng sa akin, I personally still have my favorite pair which I've had since I was 1 year old. I remember when I was in elementary, hindi talaga ako nakakatulog kapag wala yun sa tabi ko, to the point that I would cry tuwing nilalabhan siya ng nanay ko. I would even imagine having a conversation with her. Nung bata pa ako, hinahayaan lang ako ng magulang ko na gawin yun. But as I grow up, they started being angry whenever I do so, saying that I should grow up and learn how to sleep on my own. And ayun, nasanay naman ako, and as time goes by, natuto akong matulog without her. Pero ayun nga, it's sad that we need to make ourselves get used to being away with things that bring us huge comfort. Though, tama rin lang naman na we need to be matured as we grow up. Pero for me, we really shouldn't forget how to be a child, as well as the feeling of being one. Ibigay na natin to sa mga sarili natin. Let's allow ourselves to indulge in this guilty pleasure and hold on to those cherished memories.
Guys, tama kayo, no, Ate and JC. Ngayon, the world is cruel to adults. Habang tumatagal ang buhay, habang padagdag ng padagdag ang mga obligasyon natin sa buhay, ay pagpagod na tayo, hinihiling na lang talaga natin na sana bumalik na lang tayo sa pagkabata. Kung saan ang mga iniisip lang natin, laro dito, laro doon, dal-dal dito, dal-dal doon. Nakakamiss lang talaga dahil dun sa mga oras na yon, free tayo at hawak natin ang oras natin. But at the end of the day naman, this world also tries to stay just as kind to children, di ba partner?
Oo naman, partner. I still remember the good old days, my childhood memories, and everything in between. But since we are talking about reading, alam natin na may mga stories that revolve around growing up or talks about growing up. So, tanungin natin yung mga guests natin if what do they think is the significance of the stories about growing up.
So, to answer your question, I think that stories about growing up are honestly tragic. I've read some books tackling such matters and can't help but relate with it. Actually, slice of life and coming of age are some of the genres that I really enjoy reading. And with reading, I realized more about life and how growing up makes us somewhat dull and boring. However, that is life. Yun na yun, buhay natin yun. And we cannot escape the tragedy of life.
True. At yun, bilang isang taong nasa tamang edad na nakikita ko rin yung ano, yung pagbabago sa environment natin. Hindi ko ma-imagine kung ano yung mga pinagdadaanan ng mga bata ngayon na habang tumatanda sila.
Totoo yan, no, our dear guests. So, ang buhay talaga, minsan nasa taas tayo, minsan nasa baba. No, ganyan talaga ang buhay. Sabi nga, di ba, sa balita, ang buhay ay weather-weather lang. Well, swertihan na lang kung maganda ang chances mo and you were born into a happy family, right? Well, ganun talaga. Minsan ang buhay, swertihan talaga. And nakabasa talaga yan sa mga opportunities na nakaharap sa atin. Napakaraming opportunities pero nasa sa atin kung ano ang i-grab natin, kung ano ang i-purpose natin para umunlad sa buhay, di ba?
Yes, being born into a wealthy family is a score, pero being born into a happy one is what really matters, di ba? Alam mo, when I think about it, even if they're tragic, stories about growing up are important since they allow us to contemplate our own experiences, understand our emotions, and learn valuable lessons. Reflection is important as it precedes growth. It helps us become more rational individuals. If the readers have read the story called The Little Prince, written by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, it's a great novella that perfectly describes the pain of growing up. For people who haven't read it yet, I suggest that you do so. It is only a short novel and is easy to comprehend. Tinuturo na nga to in elementary. Meron din itong animated movie adaptation that admirably brings the book's visual to life. So basically, the book tackles about how grown-ups forget about their imagination, their creativity, their curiosity, and their excitement when they were still a child. In this world, grown-ups are told to not be too excited or to not be too curious. And I know that you know how boring that would be. Dapat ganito ka na. Dapat ganyan ka na. Madalas na dinidikta ang galaw at pag-iisip mo. It's exhausting that we should always fit into their standards and expectations.
The Little Prince is a timeless story that has lived way past its author. I really, recommend talaga na basahin ito ng lahat mo. Tsaka katulad ng sinabi ni Tay, ito yung nagpapabalik sa ating mga alala nung tayo mga bata pa. Ito yung nagpapamulat sa atin kung ano ba yung mga na-miss natin tayong mga bata pa, di ba? Grabe. Share ko lang din, Nung bata ako, dami ko talaga na-miss. Katulad ng sumali sa mga ligan. Di ko na-experience yan, grabe. Kaya, nanghinayang ako. ang panghinaan ko talaga as in, kasi pangarap ko dati maging basketball player eh.
Oh, ang sad naman ng JC, but hindi pa naman huli ang lahat. But about that little prince, that's a very good story indeed. And a very significant story that everyone should be able to experience, lalong-lalo na sa ating mga listeners for today. If you are looking for a sign to read a book, The Little Prince, we recommend.
Di lahat ng bata nagkakaroon ng magandang buhay. Pero kung pansin mo, karamihan sa kanila, di nila namamalayan yung hirap. Ini-enjoy lang nila yung buhay nila. Kaya yun, naalala ko lang din yung story ni Frank McCourt na Angela's Ashes. Sa kwento na yun, lubog sila sa kahirapan. As in, grabe. Grabe yung kwento, lalo sa part ng papa niya. Pero ayun, dahil sa kwento ng papa niya sa kanya, hindi niya namamalayan na mahirap sila. Kaya ayun, pinakita rin doon yung kung paano naging malaya yung isang bata kahit na sila yung mahirap. Kung ginagamit ni Frank McCourt yung imahinasyon niya upang takasan yung problema na kinaharap nila katulad ng kahirapan. Nakakatuwa rin yung ano, estilo ni Frank McCourt sa pagsusulat. Pinakita niya talaga kung paano naagawa ng masayang sitwasyon sa isipan ng mga bata kahit na mahirap yung buhay. Habang binabasa ko rin yung storya niya, mangang-mangha ako kay Frank McCourt. Grabe. Grabe talaga yung pinagdaanan niya. Kaya kung ako sa inyo, kung di nyo pa nababasa yung Angela's Ashes, nako, basahin nyo na. Dami nyong mapupulot na aral.
I agree. Children's imagination are the stuff of dreams. Dear readers and listeners, make sure to check out Angela's Ashes by Frank McCourt. It's a compelling memoir that tells the story of the McCourt family as they combat through poverty and hunger. Because honestly, lahat ng klaseng emosyon dito ay talagang mararamdaman mo. And just like The Little Prince, talagang mai-enjoyan nyo kayong basahin ito. And ma-realize nyo din dito ang kahalagahan ng isang maganda at imaginary na childhood.
Well then, that's a wrap. This is where our second episode ends. Thank you very much, dear reader, for listening. And thank you, syempre, sa guest natin today, Athea and JC. So, napaganda ng mga shenyers sa amin today. And alam kong kapupulutan ng maraming aral ng mga viewers natin, listeners natin today, ang mga sinabi nyo at shenyer nyo sa podcast natin.
Once again, thank you for reading with us, and I hope you enjoyed it. Just like the last episode, share this episode with your friends, family, and acquaintances, or any aspiring readers that you know. Thank you so much again for taking the time to listen to our podcast. And we, in 4 Alliance Studios, are glad to have made this a memorable and educational experience to serve you. Until next time.